want to raise happy, prosperous children? We want to raise happy, prosperous children. Declare common interests. Our unsung hero for today is Chief Red Cloud of the Sioux Nation in the late 1800s. Red Cloud gained a reputation for being a Native American war leader who fiercely defended their lands in Wyoming and Montana. And we know it as the Red Cloud War. Well, this led to a treaty between the U.S. and the Sioux Nation called the Sioux Treaty in 1868. And this put an end to the military conflict. However, Chief Red Cloud could have been very critical and very negative when he was giving his Cooper Union speech and address, but instead, he went beyond antagonism to a place of unity. And this is what he had to say. My brethren and my friends who are here before me today, God Almighty has made us all, and he is here to bless what I have to say to you today. The good spirit made us both. He gave us lands. He gave you lands. He gave us lands, and he brought you here, and we respected you as brothers. As Red Cloud concluded, he made his remarks personal, relatable. He reiterated the family values, and he reached for common ground. Look at me. I am poor and naked, but I am the chief of the nation. We do not want riches. We do not ask for riches, but we want our children properly trained and brought up. Our riches will do us no good. We cannot take away into the other world anything we have. We want to have love and peace. Now, given the injustices that he and his people endured and would continue to endure, Red Cloud would have been justified to be critical, but rather he projected civility and unity. And that brings us to our moment of virtue for today. And the success principle that I'd like to bring out is tread forward together. Find the common ground and tread on it. Red Cloud did. You have children, we have children. Declare what you possess in common with others and find ways to move forward together. There is always something that ties that bind. We are of one unit. We have to choose to move forward together and to declare that common interest over the conflict.